All right, welcome back to another episode of Success by Design. Today, we're talking about how politics will shape the job market in 2025. I got a special guest here. We will get to him in a moment. But hey, as always, before we get started, if you need any help in your career, if you're a director, VP, or an executive, please go over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We have some Black Friday specials going on. 20% off programs, some programs 75% off. So hey, if you in the job market searching for another job, haven't been able to do it on your own, or looking for some additional advisement, right, to get to your goal quicker, again, now would be the time. Go to execupgrades.com/podcast. So I have with me, before we get started on this episode, right, if you're tuning in on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we have a very good friend of mine, Derek Smith, who is the VP of Enrollment here at Executive Career Upgrades. Derek has probably talked to, how many people do you think you've talked to in the past 5 years about, you know, potentially changing their career?
8 to 10,000 probably.
Man.
People that I've had same conversation.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It is a lot of people. A lot of lives transformed as a result of that.
Well, just this week was a big week for ECU, you know. We had 16 offers come in for our clients, and, nine were accepted because we already helped negotiate it. The other, amount is pending, but, I'm excited to have, we have them here at ECU headquarters in good old Southwest Florida. And it was great because one of our advisors is here and, it was cool, and I want you to tell that story about, networking is how you get a job in 2024 and it's going to be 2025. The biggest complaint we get on the career side, right, is I'm applying for jobs online and no one's calling me back. Because if you're a director, VP, or an executive, that is the hardest way to get a job. It's pretty much not going to happen that way. So I think it's really cool. Someone joined our network and you got to see it firsthand. So yeah, tell the story.
Yeah. So I just came to work from our corporate office and one of our advisors is on a meeting with one of our current clients. And she pokes her head in my office, said, "Hey, Derek, you enrolled this individual. Want to see how they're doing?" "Well, of course I do." So I walked in, said hey to him. He's going on a roll for his words, his dream interview for his dream job. Was struggling before we connected and, had all the same questions about everybody. How the heck do you connect with people? So here he is going for his dream job. And he was just super excited. So that was cool to see. Always love to see people winning. Then we have every Tuesday, we have a weekly wins call. We'll recap all the offers that came in. And like Tim said, we had a lot of offers coming in this past week. So one of the guys that I talked to Friday started with us on Monday. Tuesday, he
joined that call,
introduced himself, said, "Hey, ECU Network, here is what I'm looking for, the kind of position." And the guy that I talked to earlier that was going for his dream job says, "Hey, man, I know the CEO of a company that's looking for exactly what you just described." We connected him on LinkedIn after that, and he called me 20 minutes later. He's got an interview with the CEO. So there's lots of exciting things happening. So it's just fun to witness firsthand. We talk about all the time. It's networking, relationships, connections, how you do it. And turns out when you take massive action and do the right things, things have a tendency to work out for you. So it's success by design. Right?
Love it. Thanks for throwing that in. There's no denying, I don't care who you are, you've seen the news all year. You've seen Boeing, 35,000 people. I heard through the grapevine, Accenture might be doing some layoffs soon. I didn't even share this with you. And this stuff gets me choked up, man. 1,000 people were let go at GM 2 days ago.
Wow.
And there were people, two particularly, one guy worked there for 35 years and one guy worked there for 28 years. They got an email at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's how they ended their career at GM. And I was just thinking, like, how do you even process that? Right before Thanksgiving, right before the holidays. Definitely never had to do a job search in 30 years.
Yeah.
Back then you put on a suit and you went to the GM building with your resume.
Stapled resume.
Your stapled resume and you sat down. Right. They said you couldn't see the hiring manager. So the people with confidence and conviction, they say, "Hey, don't worry about it, man. I'll just wait here." Right. "I'll just wait here for 4 hours." That's what people did back in the day.
It is. Yeah.
Right. So what we're talking about, because I just wanted to go on. I mean, and let me know in the comments if you're feeling it. But man, inflation has just crushed not only consumers, but I think lots of businesses as well.
For sure.
Yeah. It's been, so let me know in the comments or email me at tim@execupgrades.com. You know, this year, if things are just going exceptionally well for you, because there's, you know, a lot of businesses I know, whether it be small, big or large, that have experienced setbacks and had to do layoffs. And, you know, the new, I think a good, you know, 50K 10 years ago is probably 100K now. You know, I just read somewhere recently, like the median, like what you need to get by for most Americans is $82,000.
Wow. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody doubts it. You go to the grocery store.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the new, you know, how the politics are going to, what we feel and what a couple people feel, how it's going to be impacted both positive and negatively. But before that, you know, I do want to talk about too, because Derek talks about this every day. In an up market, what do you get? Well, in the down market, you get more competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more competition. You get a lot more saturation. Mm-hmm. You get a lot more people that aren't qualified for positions applying for positions, mm-hmm. and just a lot more noise in the marketplace. It makes it harder to sift through.
Yeah, and the competition too is, hey man, if you're in a job search right now, who are you competing with? You're competing with 35,000 people who got laid off at Boeing.
Oh, and the rest of the people that are just unhappy where they are.
Exactly.
And nervous that there's layoffs coming in the pipeline, that they're also out in the job market.
Well, this year, I mean, if you're in a job search right now, and for all the ECU clients watching, you got Facebook done layoffs. You've got, think of all the companies that have done layoffs right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. A good portion of those people are still looking, right? So the point I want to get at is, before we go into how this is going to impact you both positively and potentially negatively, well, why don't we go to you? What advice would you have for people? Like, regardless of where inflation is, regardless of an up or down market, if it swings up, you know, what's some advice that you have for people that are maybe in a job search right now, besides get help?
Right. Yeah, well, figure out, I mean, where do you go to learn how to do a job search? Do you go to college for that? Do they teach courses on it? Do companies teach it? Like, nobody knows how to teach it. Everybody just freestyling it and winging it. What in life that you've ever accomplished with any kind of meaning or value have you just winged and it went well? Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about some elite level positions that there's a lot more competition. How do you expect to have any success by just hoping that you do it well? I mean, we all can agree, as professionals, that's just not the way to be successful. So first of all, have a plan, right? How do you expect to be successful with no plan? Another thing is, I mean, you know, you hear people say networking, but how do you network? What do you do specifically? What does that even mean? Mm-hmm. So learn really the ins and outs of what networking means. But what I would really say too is don't rely on applications to get you where you're looking to go, especially if you're looking for more senior level positions, because you're going to have a really tough time. And just think about, if you're hiring and you see 1,000 applications come through, what are the odds of you finding the right person in there? Do you think you're going to sift through 1,000 of those? Or are you probably going to say, this is way too much. Who do I know that might know somebody, and start leveraging relationships to bring people on? And this is what companies are doing.
Yeah.
Like they did 20 years ago, they were much more relationship intensive. So don't just rely on submitting some application to help you land a job. That's one of the biggest things.
Well, it's hard from a hiring management perspective for companies and recruiters and hiring managers too, because here's why. You know, it's pretty easy, regardless of your career, if you've had, you know, not taking it seriously or taking it very seriously or whatever, it's still pretty easy for a good resume writer to have whip up a pretty good resume, right? So it's frustrating for the hiring managers, because if you're a director, VP, or an exec making $200-$400, let's be honest, you probably paid a resume writer. I know some charge $300, some charge $2,000. You know, there's different people charge different things, but it's one of the things where if everyone has one of those resumes, well, right, then now what, you know?
Right. And you're all running it through ChatGPT. You're all running it through the scanners, right?
Yeah.
You're not the only one doing that, by the way. Every other
making a resume for every single position, so it's perfect for the position.
Yeah, which is really a fantastic plan if you're trying to get depression, right? If that's what you're shooting for, it'll happen. And that's only a little bit of a joke.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's get into the topics today. First, I want to say, Derek, they said, hey, put your mouth closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Seth said, or no, not Seth. Martin. Thank you, Martin. And then Mia said, there's never a great time for a reorganization. Absolutely. I know that's, you know, difficult. And then let's see. Steve, how you doing? Seth, how you doing? Alex, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Alex is like, turn the volume up on the laptop to see if that helps. Thank you, Alex. Yes, I will do that. Alex, the video guy, he has a sick one at home. So I just turned up the volume, Alex. Let me know how it is now. All right, so here we go. Politics 2025, let's get into it. One of the biggest things, Derek, that I was thinking of is, you know, we're just looking at Donald Trump's potential policies, the ones that, you know, where we did some research for tax reform, trade policy, deregulation, infrastructure investment. But the one I really want to focus on the most, where I think is going to have the most value. Oh, Michael said, now we good. Michael Windler. All right, thanks, perfect. Mike.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, the energy. Why I like this the most is because, you know, drilling or not drilling, right? Mm-hmm. One of his biggest things is, I'll read it from U.S. News and World Report, plans to increase domestic energy production by eliminating certain regulations are expected to lower energy costs for consumers and businesses. This could enhance the competitiveness of U.S. industries and support job creations in the energy sector. Here's what I know. He's trying to develop a plan to cut energy costs by 50%. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're, I know one thing is talking about drilling. I know he's become BFFs with Elon Musk. So maybe they'll start that solar initiative. Cause I read somewhere where Elon Musk said,
right,
hey, if we have an eighth of Montana, if we could just solar that up, he says we could power the whole US. But either way, however we do it, if we get energy costs by 50%, you need energy for anything.
Anything. Right.
So you got logistics, you got, if gas is cheaper, it makes everything cheaper, you know, because one of the biggest things when inflation hits, if energy costs go up, taxes, all of these things. So I do think one of the biggest things that, man, if we can get this energy price down, that impacts the whole everything.
Yeah. It gives all the companies.
I mean, if your light bill, if you're Boeing, dude, I don't want to see Boeing's electric bill. I don't know about you guys. So I'm sure a 50% cut on that. Or think about this, let's try to think of right now all the ways that energy could impact us. You got gas,
mm-hmm.
You got light bills,
mm-hmm.
Manufacturing. You got all of those.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing?
Trucking.
Trucking. How's airplanes?
Yeah. Just the whole entire supply chain.
Yeah.
Right through there.
So, hey, knock on wood, let's hope for some good new energy policies, because that will significantly help, you know, job seekers out there and companies too. Okay. So there is, first off, I like this tax reform policy. So let's go ahead and read. This is from Investopedia, right? Trump plans to extend the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, aiming to reduce individual and corporate taxes. He proposed eliminating income tax on Social Security benefits and exempting interest payments on car loans from taxes. These measures are intended to increase disposable income for consumers and stimulate business investments, potentially leading to job creation. What if we could get rid of freaking payroll tax? Man, oh man. Please, somebody get rid of payroll tax. Hey, if you're watching, how nice would it be if you didn't have to pay payroll tax? Right? Like, man, that would be phenomenal. Phenomenal. And shout out to all the union workers out there who help build and construct everything that we do. He said he's going to work on not taxing them on overtime as well.
Oh, nice.
So that'd good,
huge.
Really
huge.
Good
yeah.
Initiatives. What do you think about, and I know you're not a economist, Derek, but trade policies, man. What do you think about just charging more money for, you know, people to ship stuff to our countries?
You know, I think what the initiative is behind that, again, really clear that not
speculating,
not an economist,
yeah,
right? But I think the objective would be to move more U.S.-based operations so that by not having to pay, you know, from importing things, that we can create a stronger economy, more jobs, and greater influence within our own country, and encourage and influence companies to do that versus the cheap manufacturing, you know, in other countries potentially, and then moving it in. So I think that's what the objective is behind that, is to stimulate more growth within here.
Yeah, but then we look at, you know, we were just talking to our friend Ryan,
mm-hmm.
who owns a decent sized speaker manufacturing thing, and they get their products from China.
Yeah, that's right.
So you know, if you're a business owner and you're having to pay 30% extra, or who know, we have no idea. But when Trump says we're gonna tax the HELL, and you know, you have to believe him, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we don't even know what those rates are, what it could be. But I tell you what, you know, one side is, hey, that's great, bringing more stuff to America. But another thing is, man, lots of businesses rely on that just because of margins and inflation too.
Yeah, it could hurt the businesses that need to import things, and that's where they get their product from.
Yeah, and
so
I
that's a downside for sure. Yeah.
And I talked to a good friend today. We'll change his name. His name is John. He works for a large tile manufacturing company. They manufacture and source their stuff from predominantly, you know, well, I won't give too much because classified information, but they source it, you know, different types of tile, et cetera, around the world. And he was like, man, inflation has already hit their business pretty bad. And now he's like, you know, we've already had to stop doing certain things. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, hey, that's great. Bring back jobs to America and all of these things. But then it's like, man, how is this going to impact the businesses? Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, if the business has to hit a certain margin, and if they don't hit that margin, well, what do they need to do?
Yeah, start cutting.
They need to start cutting, mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know. Let me know in the comments or email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Hey, what do you think about these tariffs being imposed on, you know, shipping? Right? Is that a positive thing? Do you think it might hurt businesses? It sounds good, but yeah, stay tuned. We got those two. Okay. So we'll go to Politico, right? Politico says, while these policies aim to boost economic growth and employment, they have also been met with criticism. Some economists warn that increased tariffs could lead to higher consumer prices and potential trade conflicts. We just talked about that, mm-hmm. which might offset the intended benefits. Additionally, significant tax cuts could increase the federal deficit, potentially leading to long-term economic challenges. I don't think the federal deficit can get any worse, in my opinion. I mean, if it's $30 trillion, what's the difference between $30 trillion and $40 trillion? We can't even think of trillions.
It's such a big number.
Yeah. But in summary, from Financial Times, his policies are designed to stimulate the economy, job market through tax reductions, trade adjustments, deregulations, energy initiatives, and infrastructure investments. However, the actual outcomes is going to depend on the implementation, as always. So let's dive more into these a little bit. One of those is... inflation, higher costs from tariffs. So breaking this down a little bit, this is kind of going to the other way. We talked about some of the positive things or ways it could do it. But one of them, higher costs from tariffs, the combination of higher consumer prices due to tariffs and increased government borrowing could fuel inflation. How can you borrow money when you don't got no money? I don't understand. How do we do that? Wouldn't it be nice if you were
I could do that.
Yeah, if you could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to borrow $2 million.
What do you have for collateral?
Nothing.
I'm good for it.
I have a money-making machine, yeah. Right?
I'm good for it. Don't worry about it.
That money, yeah. So I just don't understand. Like, I just wish, and, you know, I hope people listen to this wish too, is, man, how can we go in debt every year? Like, you know, regardless of how you think about politics, right? Whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely basic just math knows, you know, we can't take out any more money.
Right.
So I do truly hope this administration, the next administration, gets kind of things in order, because right now businesses are suffering, consumers are suffering, mm-hmm. because really just a lot of people don't know how to manage their money inside the government, I think would be a easy way to say it, you know?
It's fair.
Yeah. What do you think about Donald Trump taking office, Derek, as it relates to the economy?
Well, I think if nothing else, again, regardless of political leaning, I think it starts to at least give people some framework to work within, which leads to a little bit more predictability. So I think we're already seeing that, you know, with the stock market going up, you mm-hmm. know, and I think that's really with any administration. Once you know what it's going to be, mm-hmm. you have some idea what to expect. We've also been through 4 years of Trump, so it's not completely unprecedented what his policies are going to be like. Mm-hmm. So I think that gives businesses a little more confidence. Mm-hmm. And again, it didn't matter which way, it's going to give businesses more confidence because there's some kind of predictability to some degree that's coming. So I think, and I'm noticing what we're seeing it with hiring.
Yeah.
We're seeing
hiring's picking up already.
Hiring's picking up. Yep. We're seeing it with confidence from people we're talking to. We're seeing a lot more interviews start to happen right now. So I think we're seeing the effects of that. And again, I hope that continues, but I think that's really what it gives. It gives some kind of certainty because we at least know what's coming. Everybody was kind of hitting the pause button until they knew which way to go.
Yeah. We actually were talking to tons of executives who were literally saying, hey, this program sounds good, but I'm feeling a little uneasy.
Yeah.
And it was funny. We made a post about it. You know, our friend made a post about it the day after. He was like, for everyone who is waiting to see, waiting to take action on something, a bit, hey, expect a call from
you'll
me.
You'll be hearing from me soon. Yeah.
We'll be hearing from you. Yeah.
All the interviews you've been on when they say we'll get back to you after we know what's going on. Hey, it's time to start making some phone calls.
It's time to start, you know.
That's right.
Create a follow-up. Yeah. When I look back to the Trump administration, and I don't remember all of the policies he implemented, but I don't know about you, man. I just felt like I had more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt
like
the,
feel like it.
I
had more money.
You know it? So yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's not going to be changed overnight, but I do know, you know, inflation just for numerous reasons, you know, we can talk about them all, right? But I think it's just really hurt. And I think just a lot of people are ready for a change. And I'm excited about what this is going to bring. Because just like we said, you know, we're on the upswing. The stock market went up. Hey, Bitcoin, for all my Bitcoin holders, you know, they bought it at 20K. It was up to like 90.
Yeah.
Right? So, Mia, good question. How is politics digging organizations out of tremendous revenue losses and still recovering from the global pandemic? Man, be nice to be Wells Fargo and Ford Motors and, you know, Mia, I'm sure you know we talk about that too big to fail thing, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like, oh, Silicon Valley Bank, you're only $2 billion. Oh, man, that sucks. Wells Fargo? Oh, whoa, whoa, hold on, hold on. Hey, hey, hey. You know, because I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to let Wells Fargo fail? FDIC is going to pick up paying all the... No, that's just not going to happen.
That's right.
You know, so I feel like, you know, and that's why I love Mia, Grant Cardone, right? Because he was like, I love this. And he was like, talking about real estate. And he was like, the more you own, the better. Because
right.
he said back when the recession happened, he had $50 million in real estate. Bank called the note because the bank went under. So the new bank was like, hey, you have to give us this money. He was, huh? You know? Yeah. So he was like, man, he was like, you know, if you own $50 million worth of real estate and a bank takes a hit or the recession takes a hit, you got a problem.
Right.
He says, but if you have $1 billion worth of real estate, the bank, you know, you and the bank have a problem.
Right, right.
Right. So unfortunately, hey, you know, that's one of the deals with some of these larger organizations. You know, I do think that, and I do think it is in the interest of the government to somehow help, you know, within reason, because it would just impact so many people, you know, negatively.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, mid-sized organizations and smaller, large-sized organizations would kind of just be on their own.
Yeah, and I don't know that some of those things, can you correct politically for those? I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily know if you can.
Yeah, but when he was in office, I just feel like, you know, more businesses, because, you know, we have lots of friends that are in business too, and they've been impacted through just numerous ways. I had, you know, I talked yesterday with a guy we placed 5 years ago at a company that got government contracts for staffing and recruiting. They placed healthcare people. And they basically says, they said, man, it was a $40 million business. But I mean, when you staff healthcare workers for the government and the government shuts down because of a pandemic and they're not providing said services during that time, a $40 million business can go out of business within 60 days.
Very quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Diversify your staffing if you're in government. Yeah, never be reliant. Well, hey, we're learning about business too. We're on the up. I know you see the Inc. 5000 and you see we're the 48th fastest veteran grown organization. Don't think here at Executive Career Upgrades, right, that we don't have challenges as well. You know, there's challenges we're dealing with to help scale to the next level, just like every other organization, right? But one of the biggest things have been, hey, you know, kind of like we tell people during interviewing, we have 8 interviewing strategies here. We have automation. We have different things. We're like, hey, never stop doing all of these things, right? Like it could be a referral from an alumni, a referral of someone in the program. It could be this, it could be that, but do all the things. And I think some businesses who didn't diversify, they're feeling it now. And that's really been on our mind for the past 90 days is, you know, the different products and services that we're trying to bring to market into the B2B space. So, hey, with that said, if you need great people, if you're looking for great directors, VPs, and executives, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. We have what I like to think as the biggest pipeline of the best talent in the market. So regardless if you're looking for people in product, cyber, project managers, program managers, COOs, CROs, CTOs, CIOs, hey, we have a very large pipeline of talent that is top notch that we would love to present to you. So, hey, email me at tim@execupgrades.com and we can be some additional assistance. Derek, obviously, we are the job search market leaders helping people get new roles. So we are at November 20th and we have the Black Friday sale. So definitely go to execupgrades.com/podcast. What advice would you have of people that are, you know, searching for this around the holidays? Because predominantly we know this. We know lots of companies are hiring in December. We see it every time, but we know that not a lot of people take action and everyone kind of slows down in their job search around Thanksgiving and leading to December, which is a huge no-no if you're in a search. But what advice would you have for people in a search right now?
Yeah, I just shared about this on LinkedIn last week and you know, it's a Q4 myth. When I talk to people, they're like, well, I know that this is kind of what's said to me is I know that obviously around the holidays, people aren't hiring and people just assume that as if it's just a given of something that I already know and with just a foregone conclusion. But my question is, how'd you come to that conclusion? We have statistical data that shows something dramatically different, but realistically think about how just axiomatic that saying is and that there is nobody hiring during the holidays. Well, a couple of things is that what is one of your biggest challenges in a search is like, man, there's so much noise and competition. How are you supposed to stand out? Well, wouldn't it be great if there was a time of year when everybody thought that you couldn't get to people and you all of a sudden had all this tremendous access to people when all that when other people aren't looking? Man, what a great time to start having some of those conversations. Even if they're not ready to hire you, if they don't know you, they sure can't hire you come January 1 or whenever they release their new budgets or whatever they do from there. But I think we had, what, 4 or 5 people get offers between Christmas and New Year's last year. Right.
And our team was a lot smaller too. So that's going to be significantly higher this year. We're just servicing a lot more customers.
Yeah. And so it's a great opportunity to start having those conversations. And one of my favorite quotes from Warren Buffett is, hey, when everybody's greedy, be scared. When everybody's scared, be greedy. So this is one of those times when people are scared. Oh, nobody's hiring. It's a terrible time. Well, that's when people make the biggest moves, the biggest fortunes, and realistically, kind of the slower time, I guess, would be the summer. But this is a tremendous time for those that are bold and really willing to take action and get to the right people. And think about these companies too, especially if you're a more senior level professional. These are not positions that can sit vacant for really long. It's not like you're talking about an admin assistant
about that. Yeah,
that you can take down the road. So if you're a key strategic leader within an organization and they let go of somebody or new initiative or somebody is retiring, you know, they need to fill those things really quickly.
We got to be careful. Michael just said, he's like, hey, don't be saying this, man.
I mean, only for our clients.
Only for our clients. Yeah, only for our clients.
We don't want everybody to get word of that because then we just created a problem.
To the current clients that are still watching, we have a Black Friday deal that's going to be dropping later today inside the Slack community. So stay tuned and I know you're going to love it and take advantage of it. But hey, I always, when people try to like push beliefs, like different things, like no one's hiring or et cetera, what I try to think of is, and do this for yourself, and we're going to end on this. I always try to use logic. So let's think about this for a sec, really. Let's think about a CFO out there, okay, who doesn't have a right-hand man or woman, right? They don't have a controller. They don't have someone that's helping them because that person left or got fired or who knows what happens, right? I don't know about you, but if you're in business, man, during the holidays, if you're an executive and you don't have key staff members, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to enjoy the holidays, man. It's hard to be there and be like, because what are you thinking about on Thanksgiving, man? You're thinking about all the work that's piling up, the person that you don't have, and it's really hard to You know, it's really hard to enjoy a vacation when a lot of things are on your mind, right? Or holidays with the family. So I assure you, hey, if you're a seasoned IT leader, finance professional, et cetera, don't think just because it's Thanksgiving week, it's Christmas week, it's the holidays, that people aren't thinking about this every single day, how they don't have key members like you who could come in and help them solve the challenges that they're so frustrated with, or just be, you know, another person on the team that's helping achieve whatever mission they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things to think about too, as far as those beliefs, is do you believe that there's somebody out there that's looking for somebody like you, that, you know, you owe it to yourself, if you're somebody who's looking to advance their career, to put yourself out there, because you may be the missing piece to somebody. I'm sure if you've been hiring, you know how hard it is to find good people. And what if the right person showed up in your inbox, or a relationship connected with them, and there's somebody that really wants your help and support? Companies aren't hiring you because they want to be nice, right? It's not charity why they bring you on. You bring value to them, and there's somebody desperately looking for you, and they sure don't know you're out there if your hook's not in the water. So I would encourage you just to know, hey, there's people out there that really want you. But, you know, if you don't believe that, are you going to act as if that's the case?
Biggest problem you're always going to have in business and in a job search: not enough people know you. And the people that do know you probably don't even know you're searching right now, don't know the value you could provide. And that's the problem we help solve. So go to execupgrades.com/podcast for our Black Friday special and get a free career consultation. Maybe you'll get lucky and you'll get paired up with Derek. Or hey, if you want to connect with Derek, connect Derek Smith, Executive Career Upgrades, on LinkedIn. And also you can email him at Derek, that's D-A-R-E-K, at execupgrades.com. You've helped a couple thousand people. I think they'd be in good hands.
A couple thousand, yeah.
All right, everyone, until next week, thanks for joining another episode of the Success by Design podcast. Let's see what's in store for 2025, but it's looking like right now we're on the upswing. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.